This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you live in Macoupin County, you're probably part of or close to the watershed that contains some of the highest phosphorus levels in the state. The Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership is hosting a winter event next week, and Chris Reynolds with American Farmland Trust encourages all farmers in the watershed to attend the meeting.
Well, yeah, and thanks, Katie. And yeah, I took a position with the American Farmland Trust as the natural resource conservationist here in Illinois and in the Midwest region, and been going pretty well so far. Still working promoting conservation here in Illinois, and just on a little bit larger scale than what I was doing here locally.
Well, it's great to have you in here still to visit with you about local projects. And one project that you are working on is involved with the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership.
Yeah, American Farmland Trust is a partner in that project over in Macoupin Creek with the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project. It's, I think, around 160,000 acres there in Macoupin County, composed of about four or five different branches and creeks in that watershed there, ranging from Carlinville down to Shipman and over to Royal Lakes and just north of Gillespie.
Will you be doing some similar things that you've done in the past, working with farmers, getting them signed up to participate in the program?
Yeah, I hope to be working directly with farmers on their farm, promoting conservation and working with them to develop, conservation plans and to also, help them try to find the best management practices to use on their farm. That watershed has been targeted as one of the three highest yielding phosphorus watersheds here in Illinois. So it's one of the reasons why it's received some additional funding to be used in that watershed to try to combat the phosphorus loss.
The main reason we had you in today is to talk about a meeting that's coming up that's directly related with that project that's going on, and that's actually going to be taking place in Carlinville, not too far away from today.
Yeah, next week on February 8th, they will be having the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed event, winter event. They had this event last year and I think had really good attendance over there. It's at the Carlinville Elks Lodge from 6 to 8 p.m. There will be a dinner provided at no cost to the attendees. And we just kind of encourage everybody that's in that watershed, probably by this point would have received a postcard invitation to that event, and we just encourage you to follow up and RSVP there to the USDA office in Carlinville.
And I think there's a couple of different speakers lined up for that event as well.
Yeah, and just to kind of give you a little background on, the American Farmland Trust is one of the lead partners in this watershed and in the Regional Conservation Practices Program, or RCPP, which we just learned in December that they received funding for that watershed. So this event is going to kind of be to kick off the RCPP there in the watershed. So Jen Filipiak will be there. She actually wrote the grant that was submitted a few times and finally received funding this year, and was one of the only plans that was funded here in Illinois this year. So she'll be there to talk about some of the opportunities that landowners and farmers will have in the watershed, some of the programs that they'll be able to participate in. There's several different partners that have been working together to get this proposal funded, and so we'll have time to talk about those partners as well as what programs that they may have. Dan Schaefer with the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association here in Illinois, we'll be talking a little bit about nutrient stewardship and specifically phosphorus loss and that fugitive phosphorus that we're seeing in the watershed, and what some of the practices might be that we can look at utilizing to remedy some of that.
So it sounds like it's a good opportunity for farmers to come out and get an update on what's happening with the project and maybe learn some new information if they're not familiar with those levels that are right at home in Macoupin County.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for farmers to learn a little more about what opportunities they might have what programs they might have, and there's a significant amount of resources that are going to be available, not just from the partner standpoint, but also, you know, from financial and technical assistance as well. You know, one of the interesting programs that, and partners that's in this watershed as well is the partnership with Environmental Tillage Systems and working with CHS and M&M Service Company, providing some strip till equipment at a reduced cost to landowners in that watershed to help try to promote strip till and reduce tillage activities.
Well, sounds like a great meeting and, as you said, opportunity to learn some new things. And if you would, Chris, just remind us the date and where folks need to call to make a reservation to attend.
Yeah, again, it's on Wednesday, February 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. over at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. You can call the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District office at 217-854-2626 at extension 3. I think they'd like to have that RSVP by this Friday afternoon, if you could at all possible. So we hope to see you there. And if anybody has any questions, I'll be there as well and be happy to discuss the watershed and what opportunities we have there.
And once again, that was Chris Reynolds, the Natural Resource Conservationist for American Farmland Trust. Well, as we wrapped up the month of January yesterday, we've got some numbers to look at from the state crop report. Statewide, the average temp for the month was about 31 degrees, and that was about 6.5 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 2 inches, and that was just under a half an inch above normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 5% short, 83% adequate, and 12% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 88% adequate, and 6% surplus. Winter wheat condition rated 2% poor, 24% fair, 59% good, and 15% excellent. In other news, the Illinois Pork Expo is taking place today at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. Today, the trade show will be open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Illinois Pork Live Auction will be held from 12:30 to 1 p.m., and this morning will be packed with speakers on ventilation systems, fertilizer values, employee retention, and there will also be several updates for youth exhibitors as well. In some national ag news, an executive order by President Donald Trump to suspend refugee arrivals could harm meatpacking companies. The Wall Street Journal reports meatpackers that rely on foreign-born workers to fill tough jobs in rural America could face labor shortages. The executive order suspended the refugee program for months and would cut the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. in half to 50,000. The move comes as dozens of meatpackers are expanding or building new facilities following 2 years of high profits. Meatpackers often look for foreign-born workers to fill jobs most Americans are unwilling to perform. North American Meat Institute CEO Barry Carpenter says he hopes the Trump administration will give careful consideration the impact these changes would have on meatpacking companies and on foreign-born workers who are eager to build new lives in America through the jobs that meatpackers have to offer. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.